Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Sarah Heiner. Sarah is the president and CEO of Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. The annuals, right? The Brain Power Annual, the Bottom Line Yearbook, the Women's Yearbook. How many others are there?
We have three annuals, Bottom Line Yearbook, Health Breakthroughs, and the Women's Annual. And
the Women's
Annual.
We are
just in the process of getting the next year's ready. It's
all right.
Fabulous.
And the Men's Annual is going to be, 2025 we'll be able to get it out by then? I'm pushing for it, guys. I'm pushing for our own annual. I think we deserve one. Hey, Sarah.
You do deserve one.
We deserve one.
Concentrated in what they need.
That's exactly right.
They don't need 500 pages. You guys are a little more concentrated.
Hey, Sarah, I want to talk about another thing. Folks, all this reporting we're doing is either off of Sarah's blog or blogs on their website or from their Bottom Line Personal, the twice monthly print publication, which is also electronic. But I love getting mine in print every 2 weeks. And you will too, by the way. It's just chock full of cool stuff, folks. I mean, every page, I'm looking at it. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things on this one page, just little nuggets. Some of them are a little longer form, which is kind of nice. Okay, Sarah, I want to talk about banking. You guys published a report on how online banks are really being evaluated very highly, maybe even higher than brick-and-mortar banks. Tell us about that.
Well, J.D. Powers did a survey, and in fact, consumer satisfaction for online banks was higher than traditional banks. So on a score of 1,000, the online banks got 860, and the traditional banks got 807. So it wasn't like 800 versus 400. People are getting a lot of satisfaction from just dealing with online banks and not going into their local brick-and-mortar bank anymore. And we've done a number of stories about online banking. The truth of the matter is you can get better rates or as good, if not better, rates on savings. They're providing all the services that you have at traditional banks. You can get mortgages. You can get credit cards. You can get CDs. You get all this sort of stuff, and you don't have to walk into a bank. And you go, but wait a second. How can you do that? But what don't you want your local person? Except think about it. When's the last time you walked into your bank? A lot of people never go into their banks. They never see their local friendly teller. So there really has been this morphing of traditional brick-and-mortar banks and retail banks and online banks because they're providing each other services.
You know, Sarah, one of the things I find myself doing increasingly, and I do it with great affection, and they may not appreciate my baby boomer old fart perspective on this, but I have to I try to tell baby boom millennial business owners, you really are not going to be successful as you could be if you only do online banking. You really must have a brick and mortar relationship. I tell them you got to have it with community bank, because I use an online company. I use Fidelity. I've got a Fidelity account that we use quite a bit, and I do all my banking electronically with my brick-and-mortar bank, but there's also a person sitting behind a desk within 5 miles of me. If I need something, I can go talk to that person. I can email that person. They know my story. Yeah. I don't have to explain a whole lot, and we've been doing business a long time. They know my performance record, and we just talk about it and make it happen. And I just worry I'd hate to imagine my business built on banking relationships that were 100% virtual. It would scare the heck out of me.
I agree with you. As a business owner, so it's different for individuals. This
That's
is
right.
a survey
That's
of individuals. Right. So when you look at how much or how little savings people have, they don't need the business. You know, they don't have a relationship with anyone because they barely have any money in their bank account.
Right.
Right. So for them to do it online. They never have to go in. And frankly, the last couple of times
if you polled millennial small business owners, Sarah, I believe it would be the same result.
But, you know, we were started talking before about customer service in general.
Mm-hmm.
The demise of customer service, the demise of the human interaction. And I don't care if it's ordering online. We've talked about you go into retail stores and they show you something on an iPad. I mean, the overall cultural loss.
The lack of a physical reference. Yeah.
Well, and just relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, this is gonna.
I don't want
this
iPad.
Is gonna.
I
this
want
is gonna. This is gonna turn around, though,
right.
Sarah. Because remember, as we've said before, we're always gonna be analog. And Nesbitt said it. I mean, I keep talking about Nesbitt. I quote Nesbitt every day more than ever before. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, bottomlineinc.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.